Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Can I read you something?
Yeah, sure.
You are not connected to the internet. This page cannot be displayed because your computer is currently offline.
Yeah, that means no web.
No web.
No web.
How hard can it be, people?
I'm kind of getting used to the no web thing.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, because we still have it on our phone, so we're not completely shut out from life, you know? So you can look at everything on your phone. Anyway, let's get to a few things. First of all, Powerball Pete just texted us. We were talking about, what's the cap called?
Capella cap.
It's the Capella cap, and it's like $1,000 to $3,000, and it's a baseball hat that has all this like red infrared lights in it, or laser lights. I don't know. I don't know if it's like a dance party on your head. I have no idea. But you wear it, and then it supposedly grows your head hair. And so we were like, "Hey, Powerball Pete, you got to get in on this action and get because Powerball Pete's a sales rep here at Alice. Get Schmadil one of these hats, right?" Well, he just texted this. F. Dylan, I need one of those for myself.
Wow. Well, he needs to barter too.
Yeah. Maybe you guys can share one hat.
Yeah, you only need to wear it for 6 minutes a day.
Right?
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic. All right, so Powerball Pete is listening. He wanted us to know. He said he was on some machine. I don't know if I'm buying them. Powerball Pete said, "Sorry, you guys, I couldn't respond because I was on the Precore machine."
Precore?
Yeah. That's like... it's not hardcore. It's about thinking about being hardcore. So
I see.
So you're pre-core.
Right. So it's kind of a just a softy.
It's like a lounger that you just you use your arm to pull up the foot, put the foot down, put the foot up, put the foot down. Poor Powerball Pete. I'm sure he's happy that he texted us. All right. Brad Pitt is a fan of Kanye West's Sunday service. Here's Brad Pitt talking about this.
It was, I think he's doing something really special there. It's just a pure celebration of life and people. And it's really delightful. It really is.
It's delightful.
Oh, thank you, Brad Pitt, for telling us Kanye West's services are delightful.
I wonder where he's going to hold his service now because he tore down those domes.
Well, he just bought that huge piece of property out in Montana or something.
Yeah, but, you know, that's one hell of a commute. People are going to get tired of that every week, having to go to Montana or Wyoming or
Wyoming,
somewhere.
Was it Wyoming?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, the next Bachelor has been announced. Oh, my gosh. People are on pins and needles. They're like, who are they going to name for the next Bachelor? Everybody's like, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. Well, they have figured out it's going to be, I think it's Pete the Pilot. Here it is.
Sincere, sweet guy. The family, are you kidding me? Mom's in tears, dad's in tears.
Cheering for their son in the four times. The whole,
yeah, so, you know, obviously got a great job, pilot and all that. Why wouldn't he be a good bachelor? I don't know if I really have any great reasons why he wouldn't be. It really will depend, and this is with all these guys, the timing of it.
So he came in third in a row. For a Hannah?
Yeah.
Hannah, June, Hannah.
Now, is there a reason we should know this guy?
Yeah, he came in third for Hannah.
I didn't see it.
On The Bachelorette.
And he's a pilot?
Uh-huh, he's a pilot. And so here's his reaction to the new Bachelor.
It's still hitting me right now, and I feel so grateful right now just to have this opportunity in front of me. I feel like emotional right now, man. This is crazy. This is life-changing. I have truly, you know, my entire life looked forward to finding, you know, my girl.
He talks in little segments.
This is the pinnacle of his life, being a bachelor.
Like, are you listening? Like he kind of talks like that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Listen, play it again.
Yeah.
It's still hitting me right now, and I feel so grateful right now just to have this opportunity in front of me. I feel like emotional right now, man. This is This is crazy. This is life changing. I have truly, you know, my entire life looked forward to finding, you know, my girl.
It's so weird.
But he's emotional. He even says, I'm emotional because this is a dream come true. Yeah. He gets to find the love of his life. What if the love of his life isn't one of the contestants, though?
Yeah, that's going to be a bad show. That's going to be a really bad show. I didn't know this, and they're texting the bejesus out of us right now, and they're saying that he was the one that was in the windmill with Hannah.
He was?
Right.
Well, he's got a leg up.
Yeah, well,
in this show.
A third one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's ready to go. Been there, done that.
Wow. It says pilots don't have a great reputation. That's why he's still single. He was the sex in the windmill guy. Jamie, you're the most annoying radio broadcaster around. Can you please stop the tabloid trash? No.
It didn't seem to fit here.
Well, you know what's funny? I was too far in as I was reading. Yeah, I was like, I can't stop it now.
I know, I'm just saying.
Read it.
Just saying it didn't really fit segment.
It's fine. It's fine. Anyway, let's hear. What else do I have for? Oh, Larry King's wife. This is so sad. She talks about their divorce.
There was a moment when I thought that my heart was going to physically burst out of my chest.
I woke up to a phone call from a reporter, and he said, "Hi, Sean, I'm sorry about the divorce filing. Would you like to comment?"
I was crushed. I had no idea that this was coming. And I was and confused.
It hurt. Yeah. It hurt.
Wow.
She's devastated.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for this woman at all. Because when this was announced and she found out about the divorce, she said some really cruel things that she should have never said. She even mentioned the day after, she said that she talked to the doctors, Larry King's doctors, and Larry doesn't have long to live. Who says that about somebody?
She did? I didn't hear any of that.
She
I believe
did.
You,
she came out the day after and said, well, it doesn't really matter. Larry's not going to be here. I've talked to the doctors. He's not going to be here much longer.
She's been married to Larry King for 22 years. He's 85 years old. She said it was shocking to get a phone call from the reporters and not from her own husband. Where was he? Like, he went and filed this by himself? No. He's 85 years old. You know somebody filed it for him.
I guess his sons talked him into this.
Yeah.
The son said that she's spending your money. They're, you know, you're going to run out at some point. Nothing's going to be left for anybody that you care about. You got to get rid of this lady. And then he went and filed.
I know. That's crazy.
The boys talked him into it. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Omaha, hello.
Well, I guess because, you know, maybe in the prenup, if he dies, she gets a lot of money. But if in the prenup, maybe if he lives... And there's a certain amount of time, like a 5-year prenup or something, you know. And they're like, the sons are like, we got to get our money.
You know, he's in a situation, Larry King, where you've got somebody on this planet wishing you dead.
That's
that
crazy.
Kind of sucks.
All the way around, I feel
like. I hope there's nobody out there wishing me dead.
It's all the way around.
They could wish me some bad luck, but not dead.
I guess it just depends what your life insurance policy is like.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, all I have is our work life insurance, and it's not that great. So nobody's wishing me dead. I didn't get extra life insurance. I just have our stuff here. But what's funny is, remember, we talked about this a while back. One finger on our insurance plan, we get $10,000.
Yeah.
So we were all thinking about cutting off each one of our fingers.
Right.
$10,000 or something. I don't really use this one that much.
Yeah, no.
Except for when I do that.
Yeah. Well, that one's... That one speaks a lot. I wouldn't cut that one off. You're going to need that.
That one says...
I'd keep that one.
All right. And then the
If I had the loose one, which one would you go? I think I'd go with the pinky.
I'd go with the ring finger.
I think I could do... Yeah, ring finger wouldn't
because
be bad.
Because I give thumbs up, I point at people, I flip people off, I do the, you know what, a million with my pinky.
Yeah.
1 million. And so, but this one is always empty.
Yeah.
That's my ring finger.
Yeah. I'm going to go with pinky.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'd get rid of the pinky if I had to get rid of one.
Yeah, but don't you feel like you do a lot with it? Thicker teeth with it?
I think I could adjust and use a ring finger.
You need your pinky to grab stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah.
I'm not using my pinky.
You're balancing that on the thing. Well,
no, I'm not.
That's a coffee cup. You do the
look. I can pick the finger I want to lose.
He's going to make sure the pinky isn't working, okay?
Right.
Trust me. All right. Anyway, there's lots of nice comments. Thank you all. I shouldn't have read that text, but I appreciate all of you saying really nice things. That means a lot to me. Because they always take up for me when somebody goes off on me.
Right.
So thank you.
You know, I broke my arm once, and I'm left-handed, so I broke my left arm when I was in high school, and I had to write with my right arm, with my right hand. So I'm talking about adapting. I was horrible. I couldn't do it. Some people can do that. Some people will break an arm and then they're forced to use the other and they can adapt to it and they get by fine.
Are you ready for a topper story?
What's that?
So remember how I was married to an orthopedic surgeon?
Yeah.
Well, one day he came home and I was like, "What's wrong? You seem really upset." And he goes, I just had the worst moment with a 16-year-old girl. I go, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Well, she had bilateral wrist fractures from snowboarding."
Yeah.
So both of her casts were like this. She had both of her hands in casts, and she realized that her mom was going to have to wipe her butt.
Oh, boy.
And she was hysterical.
Yeah.
You can't adapt to that.
No, you can't.
I mean, he said she was hysterical, begging him to take off one of her casts.
Yeah.
And just making a cast that was, you know, removable?
Yeah, just make a cast out of toilet paper. What? What are you talking about?
You're so dumb.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then you just attach it to a roll so that you can flush it and then recast with your toilet paper.
These are the times I wish I wouldn't have been a topper.
Just saying. It was the most difficult thing I ever had to try to do was to try to write right-handed. I could not adapt to it. I could not do it. And I had other people that were, you know, that I went to school with that actually had to do the same thing, and they were able to pull it off.
Maybe
it's easier.
You should have put the pen between your two toes.
Can you write left-handed?
I see people do that all the time, right, with their toes.
Yeah.
Don't you see that?
No.
It's amazing.
Never seen it.
You haven't?
No. I don't think so.
When you lose both your arms, you have to write with your toes?
No, I've never seen it.
Try it.
No, I've got both arms now. I'm okay.
Just in case.
Yeah. Well,
do
I could
practice,
I guess. Yeah. I guess I could.
Yeah, I can't write.
Have you ever tried to write with your left hand?
Yeah, I suck.
Is it legible? Can you make it out to be? I can't.
I mean, if I'm really slow with it.
Right. If I even go very slowly with my right hand, you can't tell it's chicken scratch. You can't tell what I'm writing, nothing.
Yeah, it's not good. All right, anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, somebody just texted this, and I think this is a great one to read, and so I will. Jamie, you sound really hot on the radio with big, huge tatas. You know what's funny? I have ginormous tatas, and...
yeah.
So what you're hearing is correct. You're hearing big breastises.
Yeah.
And they are ginormous. I would just...
It's so obvious.
Right?
I mean, you're not the first person to text that.
Right?
We get that daily.
All the time. Yeah. This is amazing that you guys can hear that. Carrie Underwood's parents won't accept her gifts. This is pretty interesting. Carrie Underwood says that her parents have always supported her career, and now she tries to buy them gifts, and here's what she says.
I try, but they won't let me. So they still live in the house I grew up in. And one Christmas, there was like this generator my dad wanted for like welding or something, because he just does all that stuff. And I was like, "Oh, I'll get it for him." It was like $400. I got in trouble. So it was like, she doesn't need to be spending her money on anything like that. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like, let me do anything, please."
Oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah.
They stayed the same, even though their daughter is Carrie Underwood. By the way, she was just in concert. And my friend Denise posted the whole concert, basically. I'm not even sure she watched it. She was just posting. But anyway, it looked like an amazing concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. Carrie Underwood also says it can be interesting taking her mom to award shows.
I take my mom places. My mom loves going to award shows, but she's a bit of a loose cannon. I remember there was one where I think it was like the CMAs. It might have been my first CMAs, and my mom was there, and she was so excited because she's like seeing all these, you know, stars, celebrities, and I lost her. I didn't know where she went at this after party, and she's like over in the corner talking to Kid Rock, and I'm like, well, this can't be good. No good can come from.
You know, I hate when my kids spend money on me, too, because I always feel like that they need it so badly that they went out and they spent their hard-earned money on me, because I don't really need anything, you know?
They do?
Yeah, well, I mean, my son bought me some noise-canceling headphones. Uh-huh. Bose. I mean, those things aren't cheap, no, are they? They're like $250 to $300 or so.
Well, that was nice.
It was a couple of years ago he bought them for me. And I really felt bad about it.
Maybe he regifted and you just don't know it.
Well, either way.
You know? Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Could be.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
You know, regifted. My dad got a lot of really cool things, but I just regifted it.
Yeah.
He got like a heated toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got one for free here.
Yeah.
He thought I didn't buy it.
Well, he bought it because he gave me the receipt in case I wanted to return it.
Oh, I see.
So, or at least I think he bought it. I don't know.
Let's hear. What else do I have for you? Chrissy Teigen accidentally posts her email and gets bombarded with strangers. Oh, Chrissy Teigen. Right? Anyway, Chrissy Teigen accidentally posts her email address on social media, which led to a bunch of fans giving her FaceTime calls. Luckily for one person, though, she finally answered the FaceTime call because it was ringing and ringing. And so it was her and her mom. It's a video. And the guy, the guy's like, hey, how are you guys doing? She thought it was going to be a wiener call. Yeah. But it was a guy just checking on Chrissy, seeing if she's doing okay. Well, I guess the phone would not stop ringing all night long. So she finally disabled it and changed her email.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep from getting harassed. That's a pretty wild feature, though, that you can pull up on your phone. Like, I'm assuming that's iPhone because it's FaceTime. But on your iPhone, you can go into your contacts. And if they have an email address, somehow you can call them.
Huh.
That's weird, isn't it?
That's crazy. I think you can do that on Facebook, too. So on Facebook, if you have, you can call anybody, too.
You don't need a phone number.
No, you can call them, which is terrifying.
Through an email.
Yeah. So, it's modern technology.
It's modern technology.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.